Now, you've heard me mention over the last few days about the New South Wales government's refusal to grant the late Tommy Raudonikis a state funeral or a public memorial. But we've seen an extraordinary action from rugby league fans and listeners to the Ray Hadley Morning Show, with an overwhelming number of calls, texts and emails outraged about it. As I've mentioned, the Department of Premier and Cabinet were unable to recommend, quote, a state funeral, despite his many achievements and contribution to New South Wales as a member of the rugby league community. You know what I think about the Sports Minister, Jeff Lee, who could barely lift a finger? The best we could get from the Minister Lee's office earlier this week, 12 hours after we first contacted them, was this. Quote, following a request from the NRL, Venues New South Wales is happy to waive the venue hire fee for the game's memorial for Tommy Raudonikis. He was one of rugby league's great characters and players at a club and state level, and this is a fitting tribute. I have no doubt Minister Lee still thinks Tommy is a fragrance. It was ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis and the NRL who have stepped up and done the heavy lifting on this to ensure a public memorial for Tommy Raudonikis will take place at the SCG. It's happening on Monday after Tommy's partner Trish accepted the NRL's offer of a memorial service. To tell us more, I'm joined by the ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis. He joins me on the line right now. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Well, firstly, Peter, can I just defend Sports Minister Lee? Look, he does work very hard behind the scenes. I think this one is outside his ambit, so I don't think he deserves the blame.
Well, there's a lot of people, Peter, who are saying that the New South Wales government could have done a lot more when we consider some of the people who have been awarded state funerals. And, you know, I mean, no disrespect to them. And one of the arguments we got from the Department of Premier and Cabinet was, well, Carla Zampatti, for instance, was made a member of the Order of Australia. Well, Tommy Raudonikis got that same honour back in 1982, yet what has the New South Wales government done for Tommy Raudonikis now?
No, look, I agree on the decision, but I don't think it was Minister Lee's decision. I think it goes into the bureaucrats and they go and look at the criteria, etc., and that's why they rejected it. But the decision makes no sense whatsoever. I think Tommy, of all people, should have been given a state funeral because he really signifies how you can be a successful Australian. He went from being born in a migrant camp in Bathurst to represent his country and become more Australian than most Australians. If he isn't a person that deserves to be recognised, I don't know who is.
Yeah, well said. Well, it's all happening on Monday. Can you run us through how this is all going to pan out and what's planned for the SCG on Monday at 11 a.m?
Look, we're having a memorial service and there'll be a number of speakers and we'll celebrate the life of Tommy Raudonikis. Most importantly, we'll have all his family there. It will commence at 11 o'clock and it's open to everybody, anyone that wishes to come along. If they can come from 10 a.m. in the morning to make sure that we can follow all the COVID protocols of signing in, etc. But it will start at 11 and it'll be a very beautiful service to honour the great man.
I remember attending a very similar public service for Arthur Beetson at the SCG, and I'm sure like that day there'll be many stories told about the late Tommy Raudonikis, Peter.
Absolutely. Look, we've got some, you know, hopefully the speakers that we've requested to speak will certainly be very colourful, to say the least, and I'm sure we'll hear some more Tommy stories because he was a great Australian character. As I said, I've never seen a person that competed harder than Tommy. His will to win and his competition, and that's a great example for young kids these days, is that, you know, you go out and compete and do your best and have a good time while you're doing it.
Yeah, well said. Hey, while I've got you, taking the ARL Commission Chairman hat off and putting on the Racing New South Wales boss cap, I spoke to Chris Waller on the program yesterday and he said what a great time it is to be involved with racing in New South Wales off the back of what you've done with the championships. Day two on Saturday, highlighted, of course, by the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Bring it on, headquarters, Royal Randwick. It'll be pumping.
Absolutely. And look, I think it's, well, again, a sellout this week as it was last week. But this is going to be one of the greatest races of all time, the Queen Elizabeth. You've got the best horse from Europe. You've got that Victorian horse that comes from south of the border. And you've got the great horse from New South Wales, Elegant. It's a clash of the century, and it's worth the price of admission alone.
Now, did I see you standing on a chair with Gil McLaughlin? Have you patched up your friendship there or something, have you?
Look, we've always been friends with Gil and I, but he said, look, I need to see you eye to eye, so I had to get on a chair to look at him. He's about 6'8". The only thing I didn't like is when he kept putting his drink on my head. That was the only bit that wasn't pleasant.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, and before you go, we had some fun yesterday with the idea of skydivers landing in the middle of Royal Randwick Racecourse. Will Peter Volandis be the first one booking his ticket to jump out of a plane?
Only if I go with an AFL supporter and they haven't got a parachute, then I'll do it.
Oh, you're a funny man. Well done, Peter, on what you've done for Tommy. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.
See you later. Peter Melanes. He never misses an opportunity. The ARL Commission Chairman and the Racing New South Wales boss. So there you go. Good news. Tommy Raudonikis, he gets a public memorial on Monday at the SCG. It'll get underway at 11 a.m. It'll run through till midday. Members of the public asked to arrive by 10:30 a.m. and you'll be able to enter from the members' entry, Gate A on Driver Avenue. Tickets not required. So it's all free to attend, and you can head along and pay your respects to the late Tommy Raudonikis. So we've had a victory, a result here on the Ray Hadley Morning Show.